Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you're viewing this presentation or when you're viewing it. My name is Chad Cox, and I'll be presenting today on the early impact of 13-valent pneumococcal conjugate vaccine on invasive. During the presentation today, I'll give a brief overview of Streptococcus pneumonia, including background, as well as on pneumococcal conjugate vaccines. I'll talk briefly on historical trends of invasive pneumococcal disease. I'll also mention the active bacterial core surveillance system that's run by CDC, and devote the majority of my talk to discussing the impact of PCV13 on invasive pneumococcal disease using data from ABCs. Streptococcus pneumonia, or pneumococcus as it's often referred to, is a gram-positive facultative anaerobic organism with more than 90 known serotypes. It's spread by airborne droplets and can result in nasopharyngeal carriage, otherwise termed as colonization. This diagram represents the relationships among pneumococcal colonization, mucosal disease, and invasive disease. As I mentioned on the previous slide, airborne droplet spread can lead to nasopharyngeal carriage, which then can spread locally to the ears or the sinuses, causing otitis media, sinusitis, or can spread through the lungs, the alveoli, causing pneumonia. Additionally, pneumococcus can spread to otherwise sterile parts of the body, including the pleura or blood, also the meninges, causing empyema, bacteremia, or meningitis. This is referred to collectively as invasive pneumococcal disease, and I'll be referring to that many times during the course of my presentation today. I wish to emphasize that invasive pneumococcal disease really represents the tip of the iceberg when it comes to pneumococcal disease, whereas the majority of pneumococcal disease is mucosal disease, such as otitis media, sinusitis, and pneumonia. Pneumococcal conjugate vaccines were first introduced in the United States in the year 2000. PCV7 contains serotypes 4, 6B, 9B, 14, 18C, 19F, and 23F. These serotypes, or the polysaccharides for the serotype, is conjugated or attached to a carrier protein. In this case, is a deactivated form of diphtheria toxin. This graph demonstrates the rates of invasive pneumococcal disease among children aged less than 5 from 1998 through 2009. On the x-axis is the year. On the y-axis is the cases of invasive pneumococcal disease per 100,000 children aged less than 5 years. You'll note that after the introduction of PCV7, the cases per 100,000 of PCV7 type IPD decreased substantially, nadering to almost zero by the year 2006. This further caused a decrease in the overall rates of invasive pneumococcal disease among this age group, as you can see denoted by the red line. The green line on this graph represents the rates of invasive pneumococcal disease due to serotype 19A. You'll note that rates of disease due to serotype 19A were relatively low prior to introduction of PCV7. But increase thereafter. Although the increases are much less than the decreases of the disease due to PCV7. A similar pattern was also seen among adults who saw a decrease in PCV7 type invasive pneumococcal disease, but also saw a resulting increase in some serotypes, including serotype 19A and 7F. In summary, the introduction of PCV7 in 2000 led to dramatic reductions in invasive pneumococcal disease among children and adults in the United States. Incidence of IPD caused by serotypes not included in PCV7 increased within a few years post-PCV7, especially serotypes 19A, 7F, and 3. As a result of the increase in serotype replacement, PCV13 was introduced in the United States in March of 2010. PCB13 contains the seven serotypes initially contained in PCB7, as well as six additional serotypes, including serotype 19A, 7F, and 3. PCB13 was licensed based on immunogenicity data. No studies had clinical endpoints. It follows the same schedule as employed for PCB7 and is recommended for children at 2, 4, and 6 months with a booster dose at 12 to 15 months. In addition, since PCB13 followed behind PCB7, a supplemental dose of PCB13 was recommended for children fully vaccinated with PCB7. CDC tracks invasive pneumococcal disease in the United States through the Active Bacterial Core Surveillance System. This is comprised of 10 sites spread throughout the United States. Sites use a definition of invasive pneumococcal disease, which includes Streptococcus pneumonia isolated from a normally sterile site. Sites conduct a review of clinical charts for each case. They confirm residency status and perform audits of clinical labs to identify all cases. Also, isolation from sterile site is confirmed. These isolates are sent to reference laboratories where serotyping and antimicrobial susceptibility testing is accomplished. This map demonstrates the 10 regions participating in the ABCs in the year 2010. You'll note that they're spread throughout the United States and represent a total surveillance population of just under 30 million. So on to the methods for our study. We estimated invasive pneumococcal disease rates per 100,000 by calendar quarter for the second through fourth quarters of 2010, as well as all quarters of 2011, using ABC's data. We then compared these to the average quarterly rates in the 2006 through 08 years, which we termed as our baseline years. We deliberately excluded the 2009 data to eliminate any artifacts from the pandemic. We included comparisons of all serotypes, PCB7 plus 1, 5, and 6C, as well as specific serotypes 19A, 7F, and 3. We also included comparisons of non-vaccine serotypes to look for any evidence of replacement disease. Because of multiple comparisons, including multiple serotypes, multiple calendar quarters, as well as multiple age groups, we considered a p-value less than 0.0001 as significant. This graph demonstrates the cumulative PCV6 type IPD cases among children aged less than 2 years from 2005 through 2011. PCV6 type in this case refers to the six serotypes that are unique to PCV13. On the x-axis is the calendar day, with calendar day 1 representing January 1st. On the y-axis is the cumulative number of cases detected at the ABC sites. You'll note that the lines for 2005 through 2010 are fairly similar, that over the first 3 months of the year it follows a steady slope indicating the number of cases that accumulated during that time period. During the summer months, there's kind of a flattening of that line, and then a further increase in the number of cases as we get into the late fall and winter months. This was consistent for all years, and I'll point out here at 2010, as PCV13 shipments began, if you follow me on the tan line here, you can see that the number of PCV13 or PCV6 type cases kind of flattened out a little bit and continued to increase, though not as high as a rate as previous years. However, more remarkable is the blue line at the bottom showing the number of cumulative cases of invasive pneumococcal disease due to the PCV6 serotypes among this age group. You'll note that there's a significant or substantial difference in the number of accumulated cases among this age group. This graph represents invasive pneumococcal disease rates by quarter and year for 2010 and 2011 versus the baseline years of 2006 through 08 among children aged less than 2 years. As the graph includes much information, I'll walk you through it using this bar here on the far left. The blue bar, the stacked bar graph, represents serotype rates due to serotype 19A. The yellow bar represents rates of disease due to serotype 7F. The red bar represents disease rates due to serotype 3, and the orange bar represents rates of disease due to the 10 other serotypes contained in PCV13. Finally, the green bar represents rates of disease due to non-vaccine types, i.e. those types or serotypes that are not included in PCV13. The entire bar itself refers to overall invasive pneumococcal disease rates in that calendar quarter by age group. So you'll note then, as we look at comparisons between the 2010 and 2011 versus baseline years, an asterisk above the bar indicates that there's a difference in the overall IPD rates compared to baseline. A white triangle at the base of the bar graph indicates that there's a difference in serotype 19A IPD rates, and an inverted dark triangle represents a difference in serotype 7F IPD rates. You'll note on this graph that there was a statistically significant difference in overall IPD rates in the fourth quarter, beginning in the fourth quarter of 2010, and extending through the first, second, third, and fourth quarter of 2011. In addition, during all quarters of 2011, there was a statistically significant difference in the rates of disease due to serotype 19A. Finally, in the fourth quarter of 2011, we detected a statistically significant difference in the rates of disease due to serotype 7F among this age group. There were no other statistically significant differences noted in the other groups, including the non-vaccine types. In the next slides, I'll refer to the same types of graphs for the different age groups, and I'll move through them fairly quickly. For children aged 2 to 4 years, we did not detect any statistically significant difference in IPD rates, except for in the fourth quarter of 2011, where we did detect a statistically significant reduction in overall IPD rates, as well as IPD rates due to serotype 19A. For adults aged 18 through 49, again, we detected a statistically significant difference from baseline for the fourth quarter of 2011 for all serotype IPD, as well as 19A-specific IPD. Again, for adults aged 50 to 64, this was also the case, with the detection of a statistically significant difference in overall IPD rates, 7F IPD rates, and 19A IPD rates in the fourth quarter of 2011. This was also consistent with adults age 65 and over, with a statistically significant reduction in those same groups. The data that I presented to you today are preliminary. This is an ecologic analysis and can attribute reductions to vaccination without additional supporting data and a longer duration of observation. Also, the differences that we noted in 2 to 4 year olds, it's difficult to determine if there's a direct or indirect effect going on, as these children could have also received the vaccine, as they were recommended to receive a supplemental dose of PCV13, as I've mentioned previously in the presentation. Finally, there were too few cases of serotypes 1, 5, and 6A to evaluate potential effects on those serotypes. So in summary, we found that for children aged less than 2 years, since PCV13 introduction, vaccine type IPD has decreased. These reductions appear to be driven by serotypes 19A and 7F. These findings are consistent with the early impact of PCV13 on IPD. For children aged 2 to 4 years, we found a decrease in overall and serotype 19A IPD rates during the fourth quarter of 2011. As mentioned previously, this may be due to direct effects, indirect effects, or both. For adults aged 18 and over, we found decreases in overall IPD rates among adults during fourth quarter of 2011, which appear to be driven by reductions in serotypes 19A and 7F. Finally, regarding replacement disease, We did not find any evidence of an increase in non-PCV13 serotype IPD among children or adults. In closing, I'd like to thank the many contributors to the ABCs network who made this analysis possible, and their names are listed here. And thank you for attending today.